A few of us managed to get onto the island this morning out of sheer determination to do something about my country's continuing perpetual war-making on people overseas, raining death and destruction onto people who never did anything to us. The current ISIS crisis is scary. After we got onto the island, a few of us managed to get right up to the top, and we were spotted, as we planned to be. And as we were starting to walk away from the place where we'd been spotted, a car came screaming around. Two guys got out, ran towards us. I turned with my hands in the air and said, we're peaceful protesters. We were crash tackled to the ground. We were cuffed in the hands and the wrists, and a Victorian police officer came along later after all this and said, your hand's gone purple, and he immediately cut it, which was quite nice of him. Very quickly, our clothes were taken off us. We were stripped. Not only did he pull down my pants, but he pulled down my underpants. The kicks and elbows and all sorts of violence threatened. They said to one of my friends, who were cable tied and in quite a bit of stress with a Hessian bag over their head, are you ready to take a swim? And whilst I was going through this and being threatened, part of me was scared about what would happen, but another part of me thought, this is what the special air services do every day in places like Afghanistan, in Iraq, and other countries in Eastern Africa that our government doesn't tell us about, where there's no scrutiny of. And I thought, who are the terrorists here? People who make slick videos and chop off heads are bad. But we're going over, and on a hunch, people can pull someone out of a house. They can beat them up and do what was done to me and my friends, but worse. And what do they think about Australians and about our allies after that? What sort of peace are we building when we're torturing and executing people with no scrutiny, with no accountability? So all I've decided after today is that this island breeds nothing but terror. And if we want true peace and true security, what we need to do next year, I believe, and I'll be pushing for this personally, we need to be campaigning for Swan Island military base to be closed down and for the funding to be diverted to building a 27-hole world-class golf course. And we want the golf course opened, we want it built up, and we want a whole lot of fun over there rather than the torturing and execution games that are played by our SAS, which makes our world a more dangerous, destabilized place. Think about the world in 2001. The terrorists, as they were called, the Muslim extremists, were in Afghanistan, they were in pockets of Somalia and tiny little enclaves around the world. Fast forward to 2014, you have ISIS. You have Afghanistan back under extremist control. East Africa has fallen apart. And the only thing these places have in common is that where our country and our allies have been operating. If you want peace, if you want to take the wind out of ISIS sails, you shut down Swan Island military base. You pull our troops out and you engage in non-violent, peaceful solutions. If I have a job, if I'm being fed, I'm not scared of having a bomb fall on my head, I am not going to join militant extremists. If there are other states willing to cooperate with Western powers in the region, who at the moment are so sick of being screwed over by our own economic and military policies, then they're going to help to contain extremists before they blow up to what they've become. Queenscliff, this is a time of so-called budget emergency, and yet our government is committed to spending $500 million over the next 6 months with no actual plan to do anything about this supposed threat. Meanwhile, thousands die of Ebola, an easily preventable disease in West Africa, and our own country is sucked dry. We're made to pay for healthcare, our schools are falling apart, and our environment not even on the radar anymore. If you want a peaceful, sustainable future, we're going to shut down Swan Island, we're going to build a massive golf course, and every year we're going to come down and we're going to play.